FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Itigwini municipality says it's deployed teams to assess the southern aqueduct following water reductions in several regions. Affected areas include Queensborough, Chatsworth, Umlazi and Westville. City spokesperson Gugu Sisilana.
Demand in the southern aqueducts currently exceeds supply by approximately 100 megalitres per day. The municipality is implementing multifaceted initiatives that are aimed at reducing the demand to prevent the system from collapsing. This will include rationing the available water to ensure equal supply to all affected areas.
Meanwhile, residents in other parts of Itigwini as well as Umgungundlovu will face nearly a month of reduced water supply starting today. Umgeni Uthukela Water says the 53 pipeline has been shut down to improve the bulk water supply to the Umlaas Road reservoirs. It says the work is expected to run until the 22nd of next month. Spokesperson Siyabonga Maphumulo.
While Umgeni Uthukela Water will increase production from its Medma waterworks to boost supply volumes to affected areas, we do urge communities to use water sparingly. The areas that will be affected are the outer west of Itigwini, Umbumbulu Reservoir, Eastern, Mid-Ilovo and Mkambatini.
And ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party will hold accountable those who don't want to implement the Expropriation Act. He was speaking during a briefing yesterday as the ANC kicked off its three-day national cabinet lekgotla in Gauteng.
Once the act is an act, you are a minister, you have to implement the act. Or otherwise, we will take you to task for non-implementation of the act. We will take you to task in terms of the legislature, the National Assembly, will hold you accountable for non-implementation of an act of government and of the people of South Africa, which is constitutional. So you've got no choice, lawful. You can't run government like as if it is your stock fair. No.
Mbalula said the legislation had been in the pipeline for a while, so there was no need to discuss its signing to GNU parties. He says, however, they're willing to engage with the DA over its dispute with the Act. And abroad, polls have opened in Belarus for a presidential election. Longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko is expected to cruise to victory for a seventh term in the absence of any viable opposition candidates. It's the first presidential vote since Lukashenko suppressed mass protests against his rule in 2020. Your top story, Itigwini Municipality says it's deployed teams to assess the southern aqueduct following water reductions in several parts of the city. Go to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab for the latest local and international stories. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tomas Kanyi.